CJLO 1690 AM, welcome to Hour 2 of Grade A Explosives. I'm sure the news was very uplifting and good, and you loved it and enjoyed every moment of it. Before we got into this hour, you heard the end of the last hour, which included a last part of an interview with Vision Video from Athens, Georgia. If you missed any of it, feel free to go to CJLO.com to this very show, Grade A Explosives page, and you can hear all of it. You can hear the entire thing. And then after that, you got to hear the first part, part 1A, as if you will, of an interview with Wolves of Glendale. You heard Ethan started off, and now Eric is here, and he is going to answer stuff jointly with him until eventually Ethan leaves. I know I'm spoiling all of this, but, you know, I figured that you would have seen this by now, so, you know, I'm doing what I can. So enjoy this. Here's part 1B of this interview with Wolves of Glendale. Keep it locked, CJLO 1690 AM. Enjoy.
What is your guys' back? Are you music background first, comedy background?
Music first, but I'll let Eric answer since I've been talking.
Yeah, we're all musicians first. I've been playing since I was like 2, and very similar with Ethan, and I believe same with Tom.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're all like trained musicians, gigging, doing, you know, we're high school band, all that stuff, and just making
cover band, wedding band.
Yes, wedding band, every sort of band, we were in it.
Jazz band,
marching band.
Marching band.
Did you play tuba?
I played sousaphone in marching band.
Sousaphone.
You can't play tuba in
my goodness.
You have to wrap a sousaphone around you in the Miami Heat.
Yes. I did drum in marching band.
Oh, nice. Which one?
Just regular snare
drum.
Okay. That's a badass one.
I did one time, and then I was like, I'm never doing this again,
Same.
And I quit.
Yep. That's what happened to me with sousaphone, because all the practice was outside, and it's so heavy, and it was so hot, and I was just like, why the
this was torture.
Am I here?
Yeah. I played the quads.
The quads are so cool.
Yeah.
I love those quads.
Yeah.
And your quads, you know what I'm talking about?
I've gotten compliments on my quads.
Legs are on platinum.
For days.
Titanium.
we're all musicians first, and then we would always, you know, make each other laugh and make funny videos to promote our music. Like when we were in a band in college, Ethan and I, and we would make like funny rap songs. We would make just sketches and stuff like that, just cause.
Yeah.
And then it was very funny to realize very quickly that this should just be our job.
this is actually what people like.
Right.
So what part of the writing process takes longer for you, coming up with the songs behind it or the funniness of it, I guess is?
I mean, I feel like musically it's usually pretty fast.
Yeah.
So if I had to choose one, and you are holding a gun to my head.
I mean, I didn't want to bring it up.
It was inappropriate.
You know, we are in Texas. That is this national greeting.
Yeah,
so.
It is totally fine.
Good morning.
Good morning. would you like coffee? I don't know why they talk like that. Like they're English.
Like they're English.
The music part, I feel like, because we, you know, we'll just be jamming all the time, or like sometimes, like we have a Spotify like reference playlist, which Eric is actually really good at adding to, where he'll like hear a song and be like, yep, we should have a song like this, you know? And then, so we'll like listen to that song and then just kind of jam on something like similar, have our version of it.
And then like, deviate from it and make our own version of that.
Yes. But then I think getting very granular about the comedy and every line having a, you know, a place and a point, and either it's set up or it's punchline or it's what.
Yeah.
How many times do we talk about this? When is it too much? I think that takes way
months.
Longer.
Like, because we also go to comedy clubs and test it out.
Yeah.
So, like, the song itself is, like, the music portion is already written. And then, like, for instance, the gym, we rewrote the lyrics to that song 3 times. So the music never changed.
Right.
But it was just about 2 different things, just different lyrics over, like, tracing paper or something, you know?
Yeah.
I know you guys have played in comedy clubs, and I imagine you've spoken with, like, you know, comedians who are, you know, comedy based. Is the process kind of the same as far as the joke writing, or is there like a difference?
I would say, it's very similar. The only thing I would think is different is that by the time that we even play the song, it's already been through the filter of the 3 of us.
Yeah.
Normally a stand-up is like one person, have an idea for a thing, they'll go up and just talk about it, and that might happen for months. Whereas we have typically, the gym I think is a rare case, but typically it's like, here's pretty much the whole song. We think this whole thing's funny. We think it all works. Let's play it for a crowd. And then it's like, we could shave off this line or change this reference or something like that.
This is about the greatest city in the whole fucking world, Las Vegas.
My divorced ass moved to Vegas. My wife left and took the kids. And it's a good thing that she did, 'cause they were annoying as shit. I'm 68 years young, let my hair down, have some fun, stare at the Bellagio fountain. A skateboarder gave me a vape, and it was great. Now I'm vaping in Vegas. Vaping in Vegas. I'll go to a strip club, get a boner with a bunch of other guys. This is the greatest. Vaping in Vegas. I wish my wife would call me back. I wish my kids would answer texts. Wish I could hold my goddamn dog and smell his stinky, stanky breath. But I can't do that because of the lawsuit. I shit myself at the Mandalay Bay. I do what I want, smoke a cigar, test drive a fancy car, and say I'll think about it. There's so much history in Vegas, so much magic you can taste it. I heard a busboy spill the Sprite on Frank Sinatra, so Frank Sinatra got his gun out and shot that busboy in the street. Vaping in Vegas. Vaping in Vegas.
The thing about Wolves of Glendale, they sound fucking fantastic.
See the Blue Man Group with a prostitute take a picture with the snake. This is the greatest. Vaping in Vegas. I wish the jury took my side back when I was 65, when I killed that guy for walking on my plants. And then I hacked him into pieces, and I ate his toes like Reese's. Is it Reese's or is it Reese's? Either way, I ate a man. I only served 2 years because I escaped.
Be so famous until then.